Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome to Singular Sensation.
Episode 4.
We are so sorry for the little delay on this episode.
A lot of delay.
Yeah, but that's just because we've had a lot of exciting things happen in the last few weeks, or in the last week.
Yes.
So we haven't been able to record, but we are excited to be back.
We are back and soon to be on a regular weekly schedule, yes, as promised.
We will be back.
So don't fret.
Yes, do not fret. We will be back on our regular schedule.
Yes.
Okay, Tallulah. It's been a little second. How are you?
Well.
Well.
Right now, I'm doing good.
Okay, good.
Because I'm here with you recording a podcast.
Yay.
But for the past week, I have had the flu.
The flu.
I try to make it sound cheery. It's, yeah, horrible. I was so sick.
But you're feeling better now, which is...
bedridden. Yes, I'm feeling better. I still have some work to catch up on for school because first I was in Pittsburgh for the National High School Dance Festival, mm-hmm, which I talked about. And then I came back for one day. And then that night I got sick. So...
yeah.
Yeah, missed a lot of school. Still,
yeah,
need to get my absences...
cleared,
but so stressed, you know, have schoolwork, still feeling like minorly queasy when I do extreme physical activity, so I don't know how I'm gonna be able to dance today. I have a doctor's, yeah, note. But on the mend. I'm hoping this is my last sickness.
Oh, yes.
For this school year.
Okay.
Because I have to say, I've never gotten sick this much. Like, my immune,
really,
system is literally like the, you know, the
I
meme, and it's
so
like
easily.
Immune system like the medieval peasant. Like, that's literally me, like,
yeah,
in bed, like, with a candlestick, like, crippling away, like, me,
no,
every
I get
month.
Sick like that. Like, so fast.
Like, it's been like throat and nose stuff.
Yes.
But this whole stomach flu thing is just, ugh, like, I'd rather,
oh,
have,
gosh,
a cold than have what I,
really,
had. Yeah.
Have you ever done oregano oil?
Yeah, I have.
Like, you put it like under your tongue and stuff? And
yes, I have. Sorry, I've definitely done that and I hate it.
Yeah,
it's so gross.
It burns.
It burns.
Mama, that burn.
Oh! One time I had it in a shot with turmeric and,
oh my gosh,
ginger too.
Ah.
A wellness shot.
That hurts.
Yeah, that was like double trouble.
Yeah, that sounds like it hurts. Either. But yeah.
Hey.
But outside,
anyways,
of the sickness,
it's kind of been all-consuming.
Like, have you watched anything any movies, anything while being sick?
I watched The Substance.
Okay.
Did not like it. So everyone who recommended it to me, which was like a lot of my friends, you took me down the wrong path. I did not enjoy it.
Mm. Is that it? Is that all you watch? Did you watch The Wild Robot?
Okay. I didn't watch The Wild Robot. I didn't watch it.
Tallulah.
I will. We'll watch it together.
Tallulah.
Let's watch it together.
Okay, so I told Tallulah to watch The Wild Robot. Like, I told her, like, you have all this time just to, like, watch that movie. And she didn't. Like,
I did.
Like, it was so good. That movie was so, so good. I thought it was going to win the Oscar. Speaking of Oscars, what do we feel about that? I know it's been a little bit. But,
well, we haven't talked about it on the,
I know,
pod.
We haven't talked about it on the podcast, though. So. But I...
Did you watch it? The entire thing?
Amelia!
Amelia!
Did you
like
know that...
I'd like to give thanks to Amelia. Oh, yes.
Did,
yes,
I tell you,
yes,
about that?
La,
that,
la, la,
yeah, that,
la,
they,
la,
that,
la,
they are,
la,
the people that sing the Ratatouille song.
I love that,
that
song.
Like,
after
actually,
you told me that, I like listened to it so many times and I tried to like see, was like, is that the same lady who was singing Amelia? Like, was that the same
I'm
lady?
I'm pretty sure, and it is.
I know it is because I looked it up, but I just refuse to believe it because I love that Ratatouille song.
No, but
it's,
that's
like
what happens
song,
like when they're like singing in their own language and not like like tapering into languages they don't know how to,
I think,
speak.
That's not true whatsoever. And that you're just language-aphobic.
Well, it was giving... Did you check, like, have you seen the side-by-sides of, like, the Spanish to, like, the translation?
No, I have. Like,
it's,
I understand.
Like, so crazy. The
but
fact that,
like,
Spanish
good,
speakers
like,
don't understand what they're saying.
But it's Amelia. Like, Amelia. She's saying a name.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about the name. I'm talking about their songwriting.
Oh. You were burning a bigger bush.
I know.
Okay. Whoops.
Sorry, I'm just feeling a little frisky today, I guess. But yeah, I do not think they should have won for original song. Like, that song was like the worst song
Why
I think I've ever
Wicked
heard.
Why didn't Wicked win more awards?
Okay, listen. I think the reason they didn't win more awards, which they did deserve,
because a lot of it's not original.
No, oh. I think it's because there's a second movie coming out, and that's where they're going to get their flowers. Like, they have another shot. Like, and I think, like, okay. that, like, once, like for, like, this... like, Cynthia okay. and for, like, Ariana, like, I think they're going to wait for the second movie to come out for them to be awarded, because then there will be the full character arc.
Of course.
Which, mind you, obviously, like, for even the first movie, there was a character arc. Like, especially yeah. for Elphaba.
No, it was
like,
beautiful.
Like, from the beginning to, like, there's like there is like a completely different like that person has evolved, and like we all see it. That's why everyone was like crying in the theater. But I think the reason why they didn't get the Oscar was because they have another movie coming out, and that's when they're going to get their flowers. They have to. That's what I'm telling myself. They have to. like I don't
the
see why.
Thinking.
Like,
I mean,
yeah.
But, they have to.
Oh my gosh. Their like opening was so good.
It was really, really good.
Cynthia singing Home from The Wiz was just like.
It was every. It was when just. I think everyone was home. Captivated.
It was
and
so
then
good.
Hot Take, it, the. All the other musical numbers were complete dookie.
Low key, yeah.
Like, they were bad, bad.
I'm sorry, Doja Cat. Diamonds shouldn't be forever because that lasted too long.
So bad.
It was really bad.
Like, she usually has a good voice, but that was horrible.
I know. I don't know. It was forever.
And
never.
Then the two preceding singers, what's her name?
I don't know. I'm not gonna bash on like anymore, but like
yeah,
like
okay,
Doja fair. Cat, you have some fun music out, great, but I don't think that was the song for you. But
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. But
Conan was funny.
Who?
Conan, the host. Conan.
Oh yes. I really liked the little gag with like Bowen coming out in his outfit and like for
oh,
the costumes, like that was really funny. Like,
I love him.
For me, I just like think the Oscars is kind of boring.
It's just not the Tonys. I liked
it.
It's not the Tonys. No,
it's just not.
I enjoyed watching the Oscars, but this year yeah. I disagreed with a lot of the awards, and I didn't think that
I just like
I did.
Skipped through no, a lot
I,
of it.
I watched the entire.
I
thing.
Did. I watched like most of it, but sometimes like when. Like Ariana didn't win, I was just like skip.
Oh, he's salty.
Sorry.
So I watched. Wait, okay,
I didn't watch
you
it
interrupted
live.
Me.
Sorry.
Now I forget what I was saying.
You were talking.
Oh
about...
yeah, I just okay. While watching it, I was like, yes, like they deserve this. Like this was the right choice. But then thinking about it, and then having conversations from other people, I just and I'm not gonna say what. Because I don't want to lose some fan base. If you're like okay. a diehard this or this fan. Some of the awards I was like, after I was like, uh-uh, like that is messed up, twisted. I was like frustrated. Mm. I was like, it just doesn't make sense. Like I got really worked up after like reconsidering some of the awards and then like taking into consideration other factors that people were like telling me about. So you know what? Like I think it just needs to end. Like what happened happened.
Yeah. Like obviously what happened happened and whoever won, like congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Like I'm not winning an Oscar out here, but like congratulations to them. Like
you should be winning an Oscar. Are there the podcast awards?
Yeah. Ooh. Maybe. I feel like there is. I feel like there probably
is. Or
is
it something? Is it like, I wonder if like iHeartRadio has like.
Yeah, that would make
best
sense.
Best podcast.
That would make sense. I don't know.
I
but
know there's
if
like
there
podcast
is,
of the year or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
We should like. Be in the running.
I know we should
this.
Be in the running up, you guys. But anyways.
Oh yes, make sure to like 5-star like comment.
Yeah, give us like, give us like your feedback about our
repost
pod.
On our Instagram.
Yeah, like come on, you guys.
Like, it's always us like reposting. One time it was this nice person.
Yes, but yeah, just like give us a little shout out. Anyways. anyways, yeah, that was all right. I just prefer the Tonys. I just prefer the Tonys. It's just more fun.
Yeah.
Maybe and we, Cindy Erivo is going to be hosting it.
I know.
That's so exciting. So very exciting. There's actually
having a moment.
I know. There actually is a lot of Broadway current event news that we need to talk about, Tallulah.
Segue.
Yes. Okay. So basically,
I don't know if I'm up to date though, because I've been like.
Yeah. So some of the biggest news. Well, last night, the original Broadway cast of Hadestown in that yes, is in that was revising their parts and reprising their parts in London, they took their final bow last night. So that is very exciting, and I'm very excited for the new pro shot to come out soon, because that has been very highly interesting. We should have a watch party. Yes, we should.
Yeah. And like Hadestown themed like snacks.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's a thing.
Yes, that's good. And we can like get like we can all have like little cups for like raising the cups.
Yeah,
that's really cute. So that happened, and I just wish I could have seen it. Like I wish I could have seen it, because like they are just, oh my gosh, they're just so good. Like,
you know, so good. Redondo Union High School, so I live by there, my cousin does. They're doing Hadestown.
Oh my gosh, so fun. I know. That has become like one of the top like musicals now for high schools to do, alongside like Mean Girls and like it's like I think it's like the it show now to do,
because I feel like I'm like really far away.
Okay,
hello.
Yeah, so that happened, and then it's been like a week now, so Mary-Kate Morrissey, she concluded her contract as Elphaba, and she is just so good.
What's like, she gonna do now?
I don't know. She needs
retire?
A break.
Retire?
No. No, she's not gonna retire. She has so much more to do. She has so much more to do. But
once, hello. Good afternoon.
We're gonna take a pause.
We're gonna take a pause. Monday, announcement.
March announcement. Take a pause. Okay, sorry. We're back from our little pause. What was I saying? Oh, yes. So Mary-Kate Morrissey has so much more to do. Like, she has so much more
I've seen
in her.
Once you but reach, like, Elphaba, like...
I know, but, like, that's the beauty of it. It's, like, that there is more to do, even though, like, you've reached, like, the top. Like, there's so much more to do.
I'm excited about Ally Trim.
Yes! I was going to get to that.
Oh.
So, the new cast now has started their run, and we have the first Black Elphaba to take on the full contract on Broadway, Lyncia.
Hooray!
And she looks so good.
I know.
Like, she looks so
beautiful.
Good. The clips that I've seen, I'm just like, wow. Like, that's so good.
And they sound
amazing.
Then
Ally Trim is now, she went from being the standby, or the... standby, I believe.
Standby.
She went from being the standby to now she's the full-time. And she was in 13 the Musical with Ariana Grande, and now Ariana is Glinda, and now she's Glinda. Like, that isn't
I
that so
didn't
cool?
I put those pieces
yes.
together.
Yes. Yes, isn't that
Whoa.
So cool? Ally Trim and Ariana, two of the 13 girls,
okay.
are Glinda. That's so cool.
See how many others?
I know. I'm sure there's probably more.
Yeah.
But that is so cool.
I mean,
and
Ally
Trim
name?
Is so good.
Elizabeth, no.
Elizabeth.
She's Audrey.
Elizabeth Gillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Broadway right
yeah,
now.
That's
awesome.
And
oh,
Milo
Broadway,
and Milo that. Something from Zombies is also in that as well.
Oh.
Yes.
That's
and he,
who that is.
Yes.
I was like, he looks so
he
familiar.
He has been going from contract to contract. He just was an American Idiot. Like.
The tour.
Here. Yeah. Like, you know how it was at the
Taper
Forum?
Yeah. I wasn't able to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a little story about that.
But I was
invited. We have a story about that.
By someone very
but,
special.
But but yeah, he was in that, and like he like
had, try not to break the fourth
yeah
wall.
You keep breaking the fourth wall but like yeah he was just in that, and now he's in like he keeps going from contract to contract, and like that's just so
okay
impressive.
This is great.
Anyways,
but bring in the new
sorry.
people. Bring in us.
No, but that no, well, I, like he's really good.
They're
though.
Legends.
But anyways, back to Wicked. There is now the first ever handicapped Nessa Rose, and she was in Suffs before this. And yeah, the clip that I saw of her was.
Did you ever see Suffs?
No, I didn't.
I really wanted to.
But I heard that it's really good.
Yeah, me too.
And they're coming to the Pantages.
They are.
Yeah, next year for the next season. I know, but I won't be living here. So,
Maybe they'll tour wherever are.
Maybe they'll tour wherever I am. Not going to reveal anything. Yes, we're not going to reveal that because I haven't committed. What was I saying? Oh, yes. And Wicked. then there's the new Buck, and then there's the new Madame Warble, and they all look so good. I really want to see it. And, I'm really, happy that they, changed Lindsay's wig as well.
Yes.
She has, I think it's either cornrows or, a little bit of braids in the front.
They are.
Looks really good. It looks really good. Oh, that's the bell.
It's already lunch?
That's crazy. But, yeah.
We're going into lunch for you guys.
We're
going
to go into lunch for you guys, so y'all better appreciate
it.
But it looks really good.
Do you have any other Broadway news?
I had more. Pirates of Penzance started
Penzance, up. Pirate musical.
The pirate musical. They started the rehearsals.
I sent you a...
I know. It's so exciting. Because we did Pirates. I am the very model of the modern major general. I am information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical from marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted to about as mathematical. I understand the quotes as simple and quadratical. Okay, enough. The bit is done. But yes.
Sorry if you had to skip.
But yes, that started out rehearsal, so that's so exciting because we did Pirates of Penzance last semester. I want to go see it. Ramin is in it, and yeah, they have a crazy cast. Crazy. Let's move on to our next section, the song of the day. Okay, Tallulah, what's your song of the day?
So my song of the day is that song. I don't know if I'm gonna get it. It's Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Yeah, Sweet Dreams.
Oh, it's called Sweet Dreams by the Arithmetics. Arithmetics, something. Such a good song. Because I was listening to 80s music yesterday because I was driving down the 405 to go on a drive because I had been in bed, and then I was LA reminds me of the 80s.
Love.
And so I put on 80s, and then that song came on. It was dun 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 dun. And I was totally jamming out. I think it'd be a very cool dance.
Okay.
Super random.
My song of the day is Amoeba. I think that's how you say it.
Amoeba, yeah.
It's by Clara. Oh. I love Clara.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know if everyone saw. Have we released it? It'll be released by the time we release this.
Oh.
Our playlist.
We have our playlist. So go listen to that.
So you can listen to these. You can listen to Amoeba and Sweet Dreams.
Yes. And we do have another song of the day later on in the podcast, but you're just going to have to wait. Oh, we haven't talked about the elephant in the room. We have a very special guest today on our podcast.
Yes.
We have the one, the only Charlie Shotwell.
Whoop, whoop.
Woo. He is one of our very, very close and dear friends.
Yes.
And he has a crazy impressive resume.
Seriously.
He has been the titular characters of multiple movies. He was
You taught
John,
me that word.
Yeah. He was John and John the Hole. And he has...
Was he?
Yes.
We didn't actually watch the movie. Was his character John?
Yes, yes. Okay. And he was...
Jesse started screaming.
Yeah, he was in Eli.
Scary.
He was...
Eli's such a good movie.
Yeah, he
oh
was
my
in
God,
Eli.
So
and he
good.
Was in one of our favorite movies. Troop Zero. Troop Zero. We love
When
that
was
movie.
The first time you watched Troop Zero?
I was so little. When it came out.
I remember exactly.
When it came out. And, it was I loved it.
Yeah, so... Want to know
when did you watch it?
Okay. I watched it at a Girl Scout troop meeting.
Oh my gosh,
it was so
that's
perfect.
so fitting
we were all watching it and it was so good. I've watched it a million times
go
since.
Watch
but I didn't
Troop
know
Zero
that
on Amazon
was
Prime
it.
On Amazon Prime I know it
yeah it is yeah. on Amazon Prime.
Go watch it, it's really
did
good.
You know Charlie was in it when you first met Charlie?
No,
me either.
I did not know he was in it.
I made the connection later in life.
I didn't know he was in any movie when I met him.
You didn't know until I showed you some
clips. I know.
Clips
I found out
maybe
before
we were having him.
I found out maybe midway through the year. I was what?
This year?
Yes. I was really late to the game. But he's been in many amazing films, and now he is pursuing musical theater and all his other artistic endeavors.
Well, he still wants you'll hear all these things. About it from
Guys should definitely go and don't go. Stay, stay, listen.
Because you want to hear it.
You want to listen to our interview with Charlie Shotwell. Great
conversation. Our questions were curated especially by us and our in-depth research of this amazing human being that we are lucky enough to call our friend.
Very much. He has such a great presence. He's very tall. You can't miss him.
Very talented.
Okay, too. Let's go say hi to Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jesse and Tallulah.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing really great.
We're so excited to have you on Singular Sensation.
I'm honored.
Yes. What do you know about A Chorus Line?
Well, I know that I'm probably going to see it tomorrow.
Hey, me too.
At Ramon C. Cortinez Visual and Performing Arts Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
I've seen the movie. I've actually never seen the musical.
Okay.
I've listened to it quite a few times, though.
It's a great musical. Mm-hmm. My favorite musical.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So we have some questions for you, Charlie.
Okay.
A little introduction.
Yeah.
Charlie is our friend.
Yes.
He's in the Loxa Dance Department and the Opera Department with both Jesse and I. So we all have that in common.
We have the same exact schedule, all three of us.
Yes. People resent us for it.
It's on true.
Occasion. Okay. So that's all you need to know. Okay. Moving on to some specially curated Charlie questions.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm hype.
Jesse and I did our research.
Yes, we did a lot of research on
Is my mic too close, by the way?
No, you sound great.
Thank you, Jesse.
Okay, so in Troop Zero, you had an interview that you stated that the characters fight.
What did I say?
It's really hard to read it. In a Troop Zero interview, you stated that, quote, the characters fight to be their true weird selves. How do you feel like you are currently fighting to be your true weird self?
I think
is a good thing.
I think that has been my fight from day one at Loxa.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I came in as a junior, which is not very common at Loxa, and I was part of the Loxa dance department. As Tallulah will remember, I could not dance at all.
Not true.
So horrible.
No.
And so that already made me seem a little weird, if that's the word that I might use.
Yeah.
And
but
so
we only use weird in positive.
I agree.
So don't use weird.
Well, the motto of Troop Zero was "Let your freak flag fly."
Yeah.
Which freak didn't have like a different connotation at that point in time. So I think that's really interesting. It's just like, be yourself, and that's what Lox is all about.
Born to create, baby.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that answer.
Of course.
Okay, so our next question is, you've done many a thriller movie.
That's true.
So, including John in the Hole and Eli, and many others. What were your experiences on set like?
That's the first question. There's a comma.
Oh. Okay, what were your experiences like on set?
Well, okay. I think I've done 4 thriller movies, if that's how you might characterize them. It sort of depends always on the shoot, like which one's going to be fun or not. And like everything's fun because you're getting to film a movie. But it's also sometimes, especially when it can be super dark subject matter, it can feel like they're trying to compensate by making things very fun on set and feel really,
really
nice. Yeah.
So like what's an example of that?
Well,
compensating?
Eli was such a fun shoot, and it was a little interesting because I was the only kid on set, so I was just hanging out with a lot of like interesting adults, and like I would talk movies with the sound guy, I remember, and I would like have all these inside jokes with my makeup artist because I had these 5-hour makeup runs where they had to put prosthetics on me and stuff.
Yeah.
So oftentimes I think filming a thriller or a horror movie can be the most fun because they're trying to make it more fun.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Was there any like spooky things that happened?
Spooky things? Wow. There was one of my co-stars in Eli had to play like a ghost girl and she was a contortionist. Yeah. And I remember one time.
Yeah, we saw that in the trailer that we watched last night.
Oh, was it too scary? Yeah. So you didn't watch the whole movie?
No, I was scared.
I've seen it a while ago, but Jesse was screaming.
The ghost girl, I hadn't met her at that point yet. And so I just walked onto the set at one point and I saw her practicing. And it was like I actually saw like someone like lumbering and contorting and stuff. And it was really creepy.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
People at Loxa do that kind of stuff.
It's true. Loxa dance.
Loxa dance. Okay. How did they try to induce the fear and pain that you so flawlessly portrayed?
First of all, thank you, Tallulah. I remember I had to drink a lot of lemon water juice with honey on Eli because I was screaming so much in that movie. Mm-hmm. It was just like nonstop.
Yeah, there was a lot of screaming.
Every scene was me screaming about something. And so it was like interesting because you don't often think about screaming as like a thing because it's like it's actually really hard, I would say.
Yeah.
There's a technique with it.
It can get into the throat. It can also be really high pitched. Really? It can be really like guttural or whatever.
I had so much.
Yeah. And so I think I really started like I started focusing on like I would like push walls to form like a little bit of pressure in my like body or whatever. And then there was another movie where I had to get shot and killed and I was like begging. My life before that point, and so I really just like had to tap into like imagining that experience.
How terrifying.
It was really scary.
Oh, but you know.
But here
that's
I
what
am.
We have to do.
Yeah.
What was the scariest scene you've ever done?
The scariest scene I've ever done.
Yeah.
Honestly, it would have to be like the operating table scene in Eli.
That was so scary.
They cut into my brain. But, like, I had to be on this stretcher tied up with things, and it actually, like, I felt like I was, like, I couldn't move, and that got really freaky. Gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, Charlie. Crazy.
How did that affect you?
Yeah, like, how did that, like, shape you into who you are now?
Well, you know,
Are you scared of surgery?
I haven't gotten surgery in my life, actually.
Do you think you'd get a flashback?
Yeah, I think I would, actually. Because I've never been on a stretcher. Like, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's freaky stuff.
Wow. Well, we love it. I love horror movies, so that's very interesting.
What was the coolest place that you traveled to film?
Wow. The coolest place that I traveled to film. It's a little basic, but Rome, Italy.
Okay.
I was in a movie called All the Money in the World, and I was in maybe, like, 4 or 5 scenes. Not very many at all, but it was a big budget movie, and so they were able to just pay for me to be there the entire time. I filmed like the first week of set and I filmed the last week of set.
And how long was that period of
about
time?
About 8 weeks.
No.
Of per diem being in Italy. And so I got my brothers and my family out there. We went to Venice. We went
to
I love Italy.
Tuscany. It was really cool.
What was your favorite place to eat there?
Favorite place to eat?
Yeah.
Place.
There was I don't remember the restaurant, but I do remember that I would order spaghetti pomodoro, which is just like red sauce pasta, every night.
Fancy.
It was really fancy. And to this day, I could have spaghetti with red sauce every night of my life and not get tired of
from
it.
From that Italian experience.
Yeah. I will never get tired of that food.
Wow. Okay. So what was it like to be doing all those auditions and stuff? And like, how was your parents like?
Supportive of that. Yeah. Okay.
So the question.
Yes, Jesse.
Sorry, there are school announcements.
Prom is almost here.
We're going to take a pause. Okay, sorry, we're back. We had to do a little pause. Okay, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So, was it screen acting or theater first?
It was screen acting first.
Okay.
For sure. Okay. Interestingly, my older brother, he's 10 years older, he did Shakespeare as a kid. And when we moved from Wisconsin to LA, he was going on a lot of film auditions. He wanted to branch out into screen acting. One day, I decided to tag along, and it was like for a commercial audition, and I happened to book it. I was 6. I only discovered theater acting my freshman year of high school. Wow. I was super against. Yes, I never wanted to do a stage show. I thought I would get stage fright because I was so used to just like being able to check my lines right before the cameras start rolling or whatever. And since doing theater, that's obviously become like more of my focus. I've only done one play though. Surprisingly, it's mostly been musicals.
Me too.
Yes. But I think for me, it's screen acting first in terms of order, but right now they're both really equal in terms of what I like to do.
Yeah. So then because you found theater like so recently, mm-hmm. what about theater like interests you? What sparked that new love?
Right. Well, I love a challenge. That's big for me. And so like the fact that I couldn't really dance and I didn't have vocal training, like that made me actually want to do that more. Because I was used to playing roles in movies, and then I was the ensemble in musicals. And so I was like, I want to push myself to get better and hopefully get better roles. And so...
And you have. Do you want to announce what part you are playing in the Lox Opera?
Very exciting. I will be playing Candide in the Lox Opera alongside Jesse.
Yes, yes.
Him and I.
Yeah. That's like this, so in the best of all possible worlds. Wait, so then... So you like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So... What I think it's very interesting because you're very educated in musical theater. Hmm. Like, you know a lot about it. So how did you end up, like...
I wouldn't have guessed that it was sort of a recent, like, development.
You know a lot about it. And, like, probably more than me. And, like, I've been doing theater all my life.
Yeah.
So,
that
like...
That says a lot. More than Jesse.
So, like, how did you become so educated in it? Did you just go on a deep dive? Like, what did you do?
Yeah.
One night.
I think anyone who is in... A push with me last year knows that I like can really nerd out on like a specific topic and memorize a lot about it. And so like it was like US history for me like over COVID.
Charlie was the teacher.
And then ninth grade when I got into musical theater, it became musicals for me. So I'm such a researcher. I was like watching like whatever clips or like slime tutorials I could and then going through like old Tonys, like 1980s Tonys, seeing what was nominated. Just like trying to get a sense for like the history of it, sort
That's
of.
Admirable.
I still haven't seen a Broadway show though.
Really?
Never. I know.
Oh my gosh. Wow. But crazy. I think that's what makes you such a good actor.
Six the Musical.
Oh my gosh.
Six the Musical.
I think that's what makes you such a good actor though, is because you're so educated.
Thank you.
And I think that's very admirable.
Okay. So we have to kind of do these next questions a little quickly.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire, how did you end up at Loxa?
Funny story, I was going to go to CS Arts for musical theater.
Me too.
What the heck?
Yeah, I was committed to them. And
Jesse
then,
and I are so similar.
Listen to the first episode to hear more about that.
Okay, well, we're very similar and very different.
It's true.
Like, like, obviously...
And we weren't friends last year, but now we are.
We weren't. And I think the reason why we weren't friends was because, like, we have a similar taste.
Yeah.
And I just, like, think, like, something didn't click there.
Yeah, until it did.
Until it did.
But I was gonna go to CS Arts, and then I happened to be taking some classes at the Colburn School with Miss Yuka Fukuda, the favorite, the best Loxa modern dance teacher ever. And she told me, because I thought I wasn't allowed to come to Loxa as a junior, I thought the deadline had passed. She said, "No, we still have auditions. Come, just show up and try it out." And she choreographed like my solo for me and everything.
Wow.
And I was not expecting to get in, and then I did. So
yeah, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay, this is our signature question.
Uh-oh.
It's called the eight count question.
Eight count question. Five, six, seven.
What did you do in 8 weeks, 8 months? I mean, what? Where do you want to be?
Try it out. Try it back.
Five, six, seven, eight.
No, I'm going to get it. Five, six, seven.
Whoa, that's so loud.
Five, six, seven. Where do you want?
No. Have Jesse do it. Have Jesse do it.
Okay. So we. So
keep
Charlie,
this in,
Charlie. We have.
You should keep this in, guys.
Flip it real. So.
Ba 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 da 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 ba ba.
Wait, no copyright.
Your name is Pro Force.
Okay, so we have a question that we like to ask all of our guests.
Yeah.
So it is called the eight count question.
Mm-hmm.
So think five, six, seven, eight. Where do you want to be in 8 weeks, 8 months, and 8 years?
Okay.
What do you see yourself doing? Where are you? Mm. What is the goals?
8 weeks, I want to have my driver's license by then.
That's what I said too.
Really?
Yes.
Well, just got my permit.
Listen to
back.
Episode one.
Hey.
8 months, I want to be in college in a musical theater conservatory somewhere.
Lovely.
one of the ones. Hopefully I get in a good way, a good place.
What and, what do you want to get? Like a BFA, a BA, a
BFA PM? In musical theater.
Okay.
That's the goal. And then 8 years on Broadway, hopefully, or wow. doing screen acting again.
Okay. So like, would you want to be like bi-coastal? Would you like,
yeah, I think following maybe a Chris Hunter type path of like,
Chris Hunter is one of our teachers mm-hmm. here. He's amazing. We need him on the podcast.
Very influential man.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, sometime in New York, sometime in LA, back and forth, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. So would you then maybe like want to teach then or be like interested in something like that as well? Or
yeah, I think I've always had a weird thing where I definitely don't think I'm ever, at least at this point, at a point to teach dance or voice.
Yeah.
Acting, I think I maybe
could.
I would
beg to differ. But.
Thank you. Acting maybe, but I always have had a weird... thing about acting classes where I think it should be a little more natural than like a taught rehearsed thing. So mm-hmm. I want to get the vibe of acting classes in college, see what yeah. I enjoy, see what I like, and then maybe I could bring that to teaching people yeah. in the future.
What are, just because you were talking about like the getting a BFA in musical theater,
right?
What are you looking forward to in those primal years, and like ooh. What are you looking for in a program and mm-hmm. stuff like that?
I'm looking for some really good training, kind of like what I've gotten at Loxa, but mm-hmm. like a specifically musical theater, just yeah. honing in on that. And then I just want to do so many shows.
Yeah.
I want to get like as many shows as I possibly can before yes. I graduate.
Yes, because that's the only, performance is the way you know that you're doing it right.
Exactly.
The training is working.
Yeah. Class is fun and class is great, but it's like
important.
You build your skills yeah, by doing shows. Right.
I concur.
Yes.
So
okay.
those were all of our questions. Yes. Well, done.
Thank you yes. guys so much for having me.
It was such a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. And maybe we will see Charlie on Broadway in 10 years and come 8 years and come crawling back and say, will you be on Singular Sensation?
And I will.
He'll say yes.
I will say yes.
Yes. And you know what? I have one last question for you before we go. Uh-oh. And
Bonus round.
We're kind of going off script here.
Uh-oh.
we're not scripted, by the way.
We've
been going off script this whole time. But I think because we do this section called our Song of the Day.
Song of the Day.
And
I think that you have great taste in music.
Thank you.
So what would you say your song of the day is?
My song of the day is called Blue Skied and Clear by Slow Dive.
Okay, can you elaborate on that? Like, what is that?
Go ahead, it'll be added to our what,
it'll
yeah.
be added?
Playlist.
Okay.
We have a playlist.
I yeah. watched a movie 2 nights ago called The Doom Generation, and then that song played in the last shot and like the last credits of the movie, and it's like a really synthy, atmospheric 90s song.
Wow, I love it. Okay.
Love it. Well, take a listen.
Take a listen. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
And we will be back after this break. Hi. Next section, Jesse's eating lunch.
Yes, I am.
Still lunchtime. And we are going to do questions from the Sensationals.
Sensational questions.
And we, on our Instagram, ask for questions. So please ask us some. For today, we have some very, very good ones. And the first one is, if you could travel anywhere this summer, where would you like to travel? What, why are you laughing at the question? I love these questions.
No, I love the questions,
but feel free to make them deep.
It's just the way that you were opening your phone.
Okay,
sorry.
So just if I could giggle. Travel anywhere this summer, so like this summer specifically, I'm assuming
I would travel
it could be like a travel experience to like a cruise.
No. I would want to go to London.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been?
No. I want to see a West End show. Oh, I really want to see a show on the West End.
So good.
Especially since like there's so much like going on there right now.
Yeah, it's like hopping and popping.
Yeah, I feel like they are making such like creative things over there yes. that like Broadway isn't doing right now.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Like, they're testing boundaries, I feel like.
I love that.
I like it.
So, London.
Yeah.
Great.
What about you?
Go somewhere, like, tropical. Like, summer. Like, I don't think I've ever really gone on, like, a tropical vacation, like, during the summer when you're supposed to. Maybe somewhere where I can scuba dive. Like, maybe, like, French Polynesia. My parents went there. It's, like, really cool. Somewhere where I can, like, see some cool animals.
Yeah, I have been, like, that would be fun. I like, recently, like, my For You page has been showing me so much, like, marine life. Mm-hmm. And, like, I forgot how, like, cool it is. Though, I do have, like, a fear of, like, the deep sea. And, like, like, that's, like, scary. And, like, but, like, when it's, like, clear water and stuff like that, like, that's so cool.
You might like some, like, bay snorkeling in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I love to do that. I love to do that. But, like, I saw, like, what is it? Are they called, like, whale sharks? Is that what they're called?
Well,
they
have, I don't like, know what you're...
They have, like, dots on them. And they're, like, not harmful.
Dots?
Yeah, they're, like, not harmful. I saw, like, this video of, like, this dog in a boat. Oh. And, like, he... Like, in this, like, little boat on in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this, like, big old shark, like, went up to it and they booped noses. That's so cute.
That's so cute.
I know. I was like, this would not happen. But it did.
Okay, next question is... If you could have one celebrity that you'd want to listen...
Sorry, I'm crunching.
That's okay. If you could want, like, one celebrity to listen to the podcast, who would it be? Or, like, person that you're inspired, like, by?
I would want... I don't know. I would want... Do you have an idea?
Mm-mm.
I would want, like...
Everyone.
Yeah, I want everyone to listen. I think maybe it would be really, like, crazy if I think it would be really crazy if we, like, I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe it would be cool if
Lizzo.
Oh, I think it would be cool if, like, Sutton Foster. Or...
Oh, you know that Sutton did Broadway in the Vines, which is, like, what? In Napa. It's, like, they bring in a Broadway singer.
Oh, my gosh.
To That's sing so in a crazy. Vineyard. But I was out of town.
Well, I saw her in Once Upon a Mattress. She was so good. So, so good. Yeah, I think it would be cool if, like, Sutton Foster listened. Or, like, wouldn't that be crazy if Cynthia Erivo listened?
Because we talk about her a lot.
We talk about her a lot. Someone tag her. Or, like, I think it would be cool if, like, Josh Groban listened to.
Yes, Josh Groban. Yes,
I love Josh Groban. All the theater people. Ben Platt. Oh my gosh, I think I would die.
Ben Platt.
I think I would die. Yeah. What about?
Yeah, you said him.
Okay. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, we have one more, and yes. It is cats or dogs.
Cats or dogs?
Yeah.
Dogs, easy.
I'm too nice of a person to choose.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would I choose favorites? Both are just existing and loving creatures that all they want is love and, like...
All you need is love.
all you need is...
Okay. You don't need to do that.
So those are good questions, but we want more.
Yes.
More.
Make sure to ask questions on, or send us questions on our Instagram.
Yeah.
And even if we don't have, like, a post up, like, DM us.
If you need advice.
If you need advice.
If you trust
or
us.
Or you can give us your number and we can call you. Oh. Like, literally, do anything.
Oh, Collins, that's yes, a good idea.
Yes, a call-in would be fun. That would be fun. You guys, leave your number and... Like, we will call you.
And say, like, I would like to have a call. And then maybe tell us, like, a little bit about, like, what you want to talk about.
Yeah,
so we, like,
we'll call you.
Are prepared.
Yes.
That would be really, really great.
Yes.
Let's shout out one person that has been inspiring to us.
Girl, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
We're kind of... By the way, Tallulah.
Yes.
I've ordered my stuff for prom now.
Yes, so have I, but
stuck
what? In China.
Oh. do you have a second option? Our prom is really soon, you guys.
Yeah, I'm finding a second option. It's hard to find, like, what exactly what our theme is. It's very specific.
Yeah.
It's like 1930s, like nautical.
Yeah. For those that listened to a few episodes ago, we did go with the sailor theme.
Yeah.
So.
So like blue and white, but like elegant sailor, like for me, like white gloves. Yeah. Like, you know, like Shirley Temple, like so cute, like curls, like stuff like that. It's going to be really exciting.
I'm really excited for prom. Hopefully I think it's going to be a really fun time. Like, no, no, we're not. We can't. Like, we're not going to look
weird. But people are
going to
be, like, sexy, though. Like, ours isn't.
No, but we're going to look, like, so good. Like, we're going to be so on theme. Everyone's going to be like, wait.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
We're going to look good. We're going to look good. And we're going to
get good photos.
Great photos. We can't be late, though, because the ship will leave without us.
Yeah, we can't, because our prom is on a boat, so yeah, we can't miss that. On a boat.
And
yeah,
we're gonna go to Cheesecake Factory after, right?
Yes. I'm really excited. But yeah, I'm so excited for prom. That's coming up really soon. But yeah, anyways, I think that's where we're gonna wrap this up, you guys.
Great.
Stay tuned for our next episode. Our next episode is really exciting.
Yes. It's for a project.
It's for a project.
You
want to
give a little rundown?
I'll give a little spoiler so that you guys can be excited. So, we have an outreach project in our class for opera, and so we are
bringing opera to the greater community. Yes. Highlighting the wonderful Loxa Opera Department.
Yes. So stay tuned for that, because that's going to be very excited. We're going to have multiple guests on
from the opera department.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about Candide and
your
the
shadow's
best
really cool.
My shadow. Wendy, look, my shadow. Woo! R.I.P. Oh, you hit that.
Yeah, I hit that.
But anyways, so it's going to be really exciting. We're going to be talking about the best of all possible worlds and everything like that.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that. We're very excited. Thank you once again to Charlie for coming on the pod.
Thank you, Charlie.
We really appreciate it. Yes. And everyone that's listening, go Google him. Go look him up and send him some love.
Please.
Oh yeah, because he's very talented and he's going very far.
He is.
So yeah, go.
What an inspiring person.
Yeah, go send him some love.
Yes, please do, and send us some love by
send
sharing
us some love.
This, telling your friends, telling your family. Can you give us a good review? I saw a new review pop up on Apple Podcasts. Give us a like, give us a comment, subscribe.
Yeah,
please follow our Instagram account. We need to get to at least 100.
We're almost there. But all we really need is just one singular sensation of y'all to follow us.
Every little listen counts.
Every little listen counts. One singular. Okay, yeah. Anyways, that's it. Bye-bye.
Mwah. Love you.